Barhead, it is up to you to determine your future. That is the message Anna Lagsdina hoped to impart to a small audience at the Barhead Agrenas Charles Godbrisson Rotary Room on August 20. Lagsdina is a professional hockey player and has been a member of the Latvian women's ice hockey team for several years and has collected several medals in international competition. Lagsdina spoke to the audience as part of Pro North Hockey Skill Development Summer Camp, where she was a guest coach. There are not too many people that almost have two complete sets of world medals, two bronzes, two silvers and one gold, she said. People tell me that is a pretty big deal, but that is not what I do it for. I like to play hockey, I like to be with my teammates, and I like to win, but the medals themselves don't mean much. However, Lagsdina said that if she had let her health issues let her stand in the way, she would have never ended up being a hockey player, let alone become a professional at an elite international level. Growing up in Latvia, Lagsdina was a gifted, natural athlete, but hockey wasn't on her radar. I did track, dancing, tennis. I did everything but hockey, she said, adding she was especially fond of and showed a natural ability for tennis. But that changed at 12 years old when a skating accident forced her to step away from sports altogether. I was skating with my younger brother when I fell and broke my leg, she said. As the result of her injury, Lagsdina spent 3 months in a wheelchair, followed by an additional 4 months in a cast from her hip to her toes. It took her a year to fully recuperate from her injury, but by that time she found she was no longer interested in playing tennis. I was a year behind all my friends in terms of development, she said. Without tennis to fill her time, Lagsdina would hang out with her brother at the local ice rink. A woman there asked me if I had ever played hockey. When I said no, she said I should come back the next morning and give it a try, she recalled. Which she did, adding the woman also gave her a bunch of random hockey equipment that barely fit. From that time forward, I knew hockey was for me, she said. Within 2 years of taking up the sport, she had made the Latvian national team. Not the junior, but the main team, she said. It was through the national team that she received her next opportunity, to play in Canada with the prestigious Banff Hockey Academy. The academy is considered one of the premier hockey preparatory schools, combining a high school education with hockey. Things started well for Lagsdina, but her fortunes would change during her Christmas break. One of her best friends at school invited her to spend time with his family over the Christmas holiday. She accepted and everyone had a wonderful time. On Boxing Day, the pair would make their way back to Banff. As her friend was driving, Lagsdina took the opportunity to take a nap. When she awoke, she found herself 10 feet in the air. Her friend had fallen asleep, driven off the highway, hitting a snowbank that caused them to fly 100 feet, flip 3 times, and land on the passenger side. Lagsdina's friend was able to walk away from the crash, virtually unscathed, and although she had to be cut out of the car, except for some bruising, mostly due to the seatbelt, she was fine. But because of her injuries, she did opt to skip a few practices. A few days later, Lagsdina came down with a sore throat, but as quickly as it appeared, it disappeared. Feeling better, Lagsdina decided she would go out. As she was getting ready, she noticed that her left cheek had become noticeably swollen, so she went to the dentist. While she was at the dentist, Lagsdina started to turn blue and began to pass out. They called for an ambulance and took her to the hospital. My organs were starting to shut down, and I had stopped breathing. They had no idea what was wrong with me, she said. After stabilizing her, doctors decided to transfer Lagsdina to a Calgary hospital, where medical staff diagnosed her with Lemire syndrome. Lemire syndrome is a severe illness caused by a bacterial infection that typically occurs in healthy teens and young adults. The infection originates in the throat and spreads. When they moved me to the surgery room to cut out the infection I coded, I technically died, she said. Although she was alive, Lagsdina was not out of the woods as she drifted into a coma that would last 3 days. After coming out of the coma, Lagsdina spent another 5 days in the ICU. Because I was inactive so long, basically, I had to learn to walk again, she said. It would be close to a month before Lagsdina would get out of the hospital. My doctors told me that my body was so weak, I would never play hockey again, she said. My blood was so thin, if I would get hit again in hockey, I would bleed out and not even know. Lagsdima also counts herself as very fortunate that the incident happened while she was in Canada. She noted Lemire syndrome is super rare, saying only 1 in a million contract it and 18 out of 20 of them die from it, adding that if I had been in Latvia she would probably not have survived. We, Latvia, are a little behind everything in the world, she said. Not willing to take her doctor's prognosis at face value, Lagsdima returned to the gym and 2 weeks later returned to the Banff Hockey Academy, and within a month she was back on the ice with her teammates. At the conclusion of the season, she signed an agreement to study, majoring in sports management, and play at Canton State University in New York for the Kangaroos. After playing for the Kangaroos for one season, Lagsdima opted to return home to Latvia, to play professional hockey, and once again, for the national team. She concluded her presentation by telling the audience to use her example as inspiration when obstacles stand in the way of their goals. In anything in sport and life, there are so many setbacks, she said. There are people who are going to tell you that you can't do something. But you can find things around it. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.